But we're a child of God, so we don't do that no more. Don't worry, your coaches didn't tell on you. I don't know nothing about your business like that, but I'm about to. Amen? Romans 8, 9. All right, before you read, I need everybody to say, woo! That's right. Here we go, Romans 8, 9. Passion.
But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And if you are not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, you are not of Him.
Right there. Didn't I not just get finished teaching that? Okay, y'all got to work with me now. Look at me. Set up tall. Come on now. We'll do jumping jacks while I teach this. It don't matter to me. Man, we'll do jumping jacks and you get smarter and smarter because you want to learn because you're getting tired and tired and you want to stop. So you're going to learn one way or the another. Man, straight boot camp. I ain't wear this shirt for nothing. I wore this shirt on purpose. Because I ain't playing with no devil, no demon. Yeah, he cannot have you guys. So I came military style on purpose. There's always a purpose. Man, I'm in y'all life now for a reason. Not just because it's Sunday or not just because I need y'all to come out and hear me speak. No. Y'all gonna know whenever it's a tough time in your life, you can call somebody. You guys are connected whether you want to be or not. I am in your life. I am a mentor for you. You pick up the phone, text me, you call me, you do whatever you need to do in order to get me and Boss Lady attention because there is no longer an excuse. And you know I'm gonna give you correct information because I'm tied with great people. And I dare not let them down. Most definitely, I dare not let the kingdom down. And my mom and dad raised a good man. Romans, let's go at 16. Romans 8, 16. Come on, we're going to speed up a little bit, boss.
For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child.
Woo! Man, who are you? Woo! Who are you? God whispering in your ear. Block out all that other distraction. There is so much distraction that's going to try to come your way. Block all that out and allow God to whisper in your ear. I'm feeling bad, so God, what do you have me to do? God, I need you right now. God, speak to me. No, don't try to get nobody else's attention. Don't be trying to be cool because the next person's cool. No. God, I need you right now. God going to whisper in your ear because he cares. He loves unconditionally. Say, Verse 28. Y'all walk with me now. I'm getting there.
So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose.
Y'all hear that? They didn't hear it, boss. Read loud.
So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose.
Every detail. Every part of who you are, they don't know how I feel. God know how you feel. They don't understand. God know he understands. Don't run after things. Run after the kingdom. He know every detail. And if you don't understand what woven together means, you better ask somebody that's been here before you. Man, you better ask somebody that have been here before you. But God wants you to fully understand that you are never alone. And every detail about you, including every hair in your head, he know the number of. I didn't make that up. It's in the word. When your big toe hurt, he hurt. When your feelings hurt, he hurt. But just because your feelings hurt don't mean you act out on your feelings. You run to the one that's going to empower you and whisper in your ear and knows every detail about who you are to keep you in line, to keep you going in the right direction, that you can be the best you can possibly be. And you say you're going to the lead. What lead you going to? What are you fighting for? Why you play sports? What is your direction? What is your goals? What's your mission? Why are you doing it? Jalen, why are you hurt all the time when you play ball? Why are you tired? Why are you sweat? Why are you work so hard? Why are you going state to state? Why are you trying to get looked at? It's a why in there. Why? But if it's for your own purpose and your own selfish desires, how far are you going to go? God need a Jalen in this land that's not going to compromise who he is, but it's going to stand on the will and the word of God to show other athletes that I'm not just great at what I do, but the greatest one ever live inside of me. How many football games are you going to play in a year? How many days of the week that you're going to need the Father? How many football games in a year you going to play? Is that how many times you're going to spend time with God in that year? Okay, y'all didn't understand what that means, did you? So if football players in high school only have 10, 11 games, correct? Is that 10, 11 times you're going to spend with God just that year? Because some of us only pray on Friday. I taught a message to the young people one time. If you cry to God and God say, what is that strange, unusual noise? What do you think that means? If you say, God, I need you. And God like, what is that strange, unusual noise? Because you understand that God knows everything and everybody. Okay, God know everything and everybody. So if you say, God, I need you. And God say, Tracy, what is that strange, unusual noise coming, you know, forth from the land? It's not the fact that he don't know it's Tracy. It's the fact that he haven't heard from Tracy in a mighty long time. So to him, it's strange and unusual. I guarantee you this. Don't mean no harm to any of you guys. But if you guys march y'all happy tail over there to that house and just walk in, and Bishop and First Lady sitting in there watching TV, they're going to look up at you like y'all strangers. And one or two things gonna have to happen. You finna have to identify yourself real quick and make it good. Or he gonna make it good for you. Okay? So you can't just bust up in there and run wide open up in his house and then just run to the living room and look at him. What? It's a stranger in the land. But I guarantee you this. I can walk in and walk straight to the kitchen, open up the refrigerator door, and do all the things I need to do, and they would not just look at me strange. You want to know why? Because I'm not a stranger. I'm family. To God, you're not a stranger. You family. If he asks that question, he's just only trying to get your attention. I need to hear from you more. I need more time from you. I need to fellowship with you more. I need to commune with you more. I need to hear from you more. He's not going to beat you up about it, but he want to get your attention. So he say things and he do things not to bring you down, but to bring you up. Amen. Jay, I didn't bring you here to beat you down. I brought you here to help you understand that you could be the best of the best. And beyond anybody around you, they don't love you like God. Can I make it a little bit more plain for you? Sit up for me, nephew. I'm going to say it a little bit more plain for you. Now, parents, don't get offended when I say this, okay? Mamas, daddies, don't get offended. Jay, I'm going to say it a little bit deeper for you and stronger. The love your mama have for you don't compare to what God have for you. I got like 2-3 amens from parents. Miss Tracy mama, thank you for saying amen. Thank you for saying amen. Hold up now. Don't nobody love my child more than me. You right. Don't nobody. Because God don't fit in that nobody. I'm just here to tell you. Amen? I'm almost there, people. 31.
So what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us?
One more time, boss. Say it with some.
So what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us?